My name is Ivan Buntic. I'm a doctoral student of SimTech project PN52, and I have the honor of having Ivan Yotov with me. Could you please introduce yourself, Ivan?
Hi, Ivan. My name is Ivan Yotov. I'm a professor of mathematics at University of Pittsburgh. I hold PhD in computational and applied mathematics from Rice University. My research interests are in numerical analysis of partial differential equations and large-scale scientific computing, more specifically flow and transport in porous media, computational fluid dynamics, and solid mechanics, with applications in the geosciences and biomedicine.
Great. What sparked your interest in mathematics and computational science, specifically applied to porous media?
I liked mathematics from early age and decided to attend a mathematics high school in Bulgaria. I liked the challenge of solving problems which required logical thinking. My master's degree is from University of Sofia, where I got interested in applied mathematics due to its connection to real-world applications and specifically numerical methods. I also enjoyed learning computer programming, which provided the means for implementing the numerical methods. My master's thesis was on mixed finite element methods for elliptic PDEs with local grid refinement. This is actually when I was first introduced to modeling flow in porous media, which was the motivating application. My interest in porous media continued and grew during my PhD studies in the US at Rice University. In fact, the title of my thesis is Mixed Finite Element Methods for Flow in Porous Media.
Cool. You also gave a SimTech colloquium lecture on mathematical and computational modeling of fluid poroelastic structure interaction. Could you briefly summarize the contents of the lecture?
Yeah, so the term fluid poroelastic structure interaction refers to the interaction between a free fluid and flow in adjacent deformable porous medium. You may think of it as extension of coupled free fluid and porous media flows where the porous media is deformable. Such coupling occurs in a variety of applications such as modeling of blood flow, design of industrial filters, cleanup of surface water and groundwater systems, or hydraulic fracturing, to name a few. In terms of the mathematical model, the free fluid is typically modeled by the Stokes or the Navier-Stokes equations. The fluid flow within the poroelastic medium is modeled by the Biot system of poroelasticity, which takes into account the effect of the deformation of the medium on the flow, as well as the effect of the fluid pressure on the elastic stress. The fluid and poroelastic regions are coupled across the interface through dynamic and kinematic transmission conditions. As you can tell, the resulting mathematical model is quite complex. I have been working on fluid poroelastic structure interaction, FPSI for short, in the last 10 years. When I started, there were very few results in the literature on this problem. Since then, there has been an ever-increased interest in the scientific community, with more and more papers appearing every year. I hope the topic to become as popular as coupled free fluid and porous media flows and fluid structure interaction. These are topics for which there are hundreds of papers in the literature. In my colloquium lecture, I gave an overview of different FPSI formulations and discussed the two main issues in the modeling process. One is the analysis of the mathematical model, which involves proving that the model has a unique solution and the solution depends continuously on the given data. This is always the first question a modeler should ask before proceeding with the numerical discretization of the problem, which is the second issue I discussed in the lecture. For this one is to establish that the numerical method is solvable and estimate its accuracy in approximating the true solution. I also presented results of various simulations that we have performed in my group with applications to blood flow, interfacial flow in the eye, hydraulic fracturing, and coupled surface-subsurface flows.
Awesome. Speaking of teaching, also, over the past 2 months, you offered a short course on discretization methods for multiphysics couplings within the framework of SFB 1313, especially tailored for doctoral students and postdocs. What would be the main key points of that course content-wise?
Yeah, I really enjoyed interacting with the students and postdocs here. The course presented an introduction to finite element and finite volume methods for Darcy flow, Stokes flow, elasticity, poroelasticity, and coupled Stokes-Darcy flows. I discussed solvability, accuracy, and efficiency of the numerical methods. The focus was on structure-preserving methods, that is, methods with local mass or momentum conservation. I also presented domain decomposition methods for the efficient solution of the resulting algebraic systems, which allow for decoupling of different subdomains in different physics and are suitable for parallel computers.
Awesome. And the final question would then be, as you have worked closely with members of SFP 1313 and SimTech over the last years, which were the ideas, concepts, and discussions that you found most fruitful and promising?
So I have been collaborating with Rainer Helmick and members of his group on developing domain decomposition methods for coupling free flow and porous media flows using mortar finite elements. This methodology allows for decoupling the problems and using different spatial grids or time steps in the two regions to properly resolve the different spatial and temporal scales in the different processes. The couple problem is solved in an iterative fashion to enforce the proper interface conditions between subdomains. This technology has been implemented in DuMoX, the simulator here, thanks mostly to the effort of Dennis Glaser. During my current visit, we started working on applying this approach to coupling Navier-Stokes free fluid solver with the pore network model for the porous media flow, which currently is solved in a monolithic fashion. We also started two other exciting collaborations with Rainer and his group during my current visit. With Martin Schneider, we are working on the analysis of the vertex center, so-called box finite volume method, for Darcy flow as a mimetic finite difference method. And we also plan to use this approach for the box methods that Martin has recently developed for the Navier-Stokes equations and eventually a unified method for the coupled Navier-Stokes-Darcy problem. Also with Costanza Rico, we are working on developing a second-order finite volume method for Navier-Stokes, which can also be used for modeling coupled free fluid and porous media flows in a one-domain approach using a Navier-Stokes-Brinkmann model. I'm also excited to be serving on Melanie Lipp's PhD thesis committee. Melanie has developed a local mesh refinement methodology for Navier-Stokes, which allows for accurate resolution of localized flow features while maintaining low overall computational cost. Overall, it's been a great visit. I have had the opportunity to interact with many of the members of SFB 1313 and SimTech, including faculty, postdocs, PhD students, and other visitors. I really like the interdisciplinary nature of the research here, with collaboration between engineers, mathematicians, and computer scientists. It is a really stimulating environment. I would like to thank SimTech for supporting my visit, and SFB 1313 and Rainer in particular for hosting me and for the many exciting collaborations. I'm looking forward to continuing these collaborations in the future.
As a conclusion, we would like to thank you for your efforts in educating and inspiring young scientists, as well as taking the time for this interview. Thank you, Ivan.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.